This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
The lights are out.
Hurry, get so the lights go out.
The game is over, and we're here to pick up the pieces. This is Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game.
Pajemski will throw it in. Waiting. Kuminga flashes. Curry comes to get the ball. Pajemski can't find anybody. Throws it to Curry. Curry back to Pajemski for the win. Blocked away. Ball game's over. And the Rockets have won. The Warriors are standing around. Draymond Green, Steph Curry. The Rockets are celebrating. This is a tough loss. And the streak is over. 15 consecutive wins against the Rockets.
What a rough way to lose. Very rough way for the Golden State Warriors to fall tonight. Final score in Houston, 91-90. Houston knocks off the Golden State Warriors. This was another game the Warriors had. It felt like they had. It felt like they were on their way to winning until they suddenly weren't. The Warriors led by 6 points, 90-84, with 3 minutes left. If that's not bad enough, the game was still 90-84 with a minute 20 left. Over the final 80 seconds, the Rockets go on a 7-0 run, and they beat the Warriors 91-90. As you just heard, voice of the Dubs, Tim Roy, say the Warriors' streak against the Houston Rockets is over. The Warriors had won the last 15 matchups with the Houston Rockets. The last time Houston had beaten the Warriors, all the way back in February of 2020, that's nearly 5 full years ago, that streak snapped tonight. Also, as a result, the Warriors are out of the NBA Cup. Houston is on to the semifinals, where they will take on Oklahoma City in Vegas on Saturday. That's the western half of the NBA Cup. The eastern half is Milwaukee versus Atlanta. The Warriors are done in the NBA Cup. We'll talk more about that later. Maybe a loss in this game, not the worst thing that could happen. I will try to look at the bright side of things there a little bit later on. But right now, as we get going on Warriors Wrap-Up, welcome in. It's Mark Randy with you. This is just another game in what's becoming a relatively long list of games that the Warriors have blown with poor late-game execution. And we're here for you all night long here on Warriors Wrap-Up. This game started, supposed to start like a half hour earlier than normal, but the game took forever to get tipped off, but we still got a little bit of extra time because the game started a little bit earlier than normal, closer to like a 6:50 start than a 7:15 start, which means we got more time with you tonight if you want to hang out. So give me a call, shoot me a text, the number and the Comcast Business text line, as always, 888-957-9570. Would love to hear from you because we got a lot to sort through as the Warriors lose this one in Houston, 91-90. It's tied for the fewest points the Warriors have scored in a game this year. Also, 22 turnovers. That is also tied for the most in any game this year. Both the points scored mark, 90 tonight, and the turnover mark, 22 tonight, tied with what the Warriors did just on Friday against Minnesota at home when they scored 90 in a blowout loss and they committed those same 22 turnovers. So the Warriors of late not taking care of the ball. Tonight was another great example of that, and not great in a good way, just a textbook example of the Warriors' inability to protect the basketball. And it's the reason why they lost this basketball game. We can jump right to the very end. And I know we are going to hear from Steve Kerr in a little bit, and he was very, very fired up about what happened at the tail end of this basketball game, and we'll get to how we all got to this point. But let's just fast forward to the very end of this basketball game. Okay, so first of all, as I mentioned, Warriors leading by 6, 90-84 with 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Teams just trading great possession, great defensive possession after great defensive possession. Ultimately, it's still that same score, 90-84 with about a minute 20 left. Fred VanVleet hits a corner three to cut the Warriors.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Lead to three at 90-87. The Warriors, they respond with three consecutive turnovers. They go shot clock violation, shot clock violation, and then a Draymond Green bad pass turnover that gives the ball right back to the Houston Rockets. Then Şengün, he drives and scores on Looney to cut the lead down to one with only 25 seconds left. And by the way, that score came off of a missed three by the Houston Rockets and a fight for the rebound that ultimately resulted in a Pajemski tap out of bounds. So the only reason the Houston Rockets had a chance to cut the lead down to one, as they did on that Şengün drive and score on Looney, is because the Warriors could not get a defensive rebound. So now it's a one-point game, but the Warriors have the basketball with like 27 seconds left in regulation. Okay, so they inbound it with like 28 or 27 seconds left. Again, a 24-second shot clock. And the Warriors lead by one. Houston, if they're smart, they will try to force a turnover, and then eventually they will foul. They're not fouling, and the Warriors are kind of in this hectic mode. I don't know why. And Steph Curry, with 10 seconds left on the shot clock and like 14 seconds left in regulation, decides to take a quick, tough step-back three. One of the worst decisions I've seen Steph Curry make in a very, very long time. Why are you in such a rush? Why are you rushing this? You're leading by one. There's still 14 seconds left. There's 10 seconds on the shot clock. You should just be dribbling the ball out. If Houston does not want to foul you, you say thank you very much, and you hoist a three as the shot clock expires, and it really almost doesn't even matter if it goes in or goes out. Even if it goes out and there's any kind of long rebound, if it hits hard off the iron, it's going to take a while for that ball to be possessed by either team and Houston being able to foul or call a timeout. At that point, the game might be over. The clock might have run out. Like, if you time your shot attempt with the very end of the shot clock, you have all the time it takes for the ball to fly through the air, you have the time it takes for the ball to hit the rim, bounce off the rim, and then get corralled by somebody before Houston can do anything. Now, eventually, Houston would have fouled. At least they should have fouled. But Steph Curry did not even give them the opportunity to. He took a tough three with 10 seconds left on the shot clock. What are you doing? What are you doing? Okay, we got past that. We can't emphasize enough how bad of a decision that was. Just absolutely ridiculous. But we got past that. Okay. Steph Curry's three misses. At this point, there's like 11, 10 seconds left or whatever as the shot misses. And then there's a fight for the offensive rebound. It ultimately gets saved from going out of bounds and kind of thrown back into the middle of the court. And there's a scrum for the basketball. You got bodies diving everywhere. Ultimately, the Rockets kind of corral it, but there's multiple Warriors all over the place in addition trying to fight for the basketball. And a foul is called on the Warriors, on Jonathan Kuminga, like 80 feet from the basket on the Warriors' offensive half. With 3.5 seconds left, and because the Warriors are over the limit, it means free throws for the Houston Rockets. They're down by one. Jalen Green makes them both. They take a one-point lead, and then Pajemski on the ensuing possession, the last possession of the game, it gets inbounded first to Steph. He's doubled. He throws it to Pajemski on the right wing. His shot gets blocked by Jabari Smith, clanks off the side of the backboard. Game over. Rough. What a rough ending to this basketball game for the Golden State Warriors. They lose 91-90. And we're going to hear from Steve Kerr, who was as frustrated as we've heard him in a very, very long time. We'll hear from him coming up in just a second. He was just absolutely incredulous about the foul call 80 feet from the basket on Jonathan Kuminga when he's trying to just grab the ball. Draymond Green's in the area too. Honestly, it did kind of look like a foul, but it is kind of a rough whistle when you know that a foul there kind of decides the basketball game. But it should not take away from how bad of a decision it was for Steph Curry to shoot that three with 10 seconds left on the shot clock. And the Warriors turning the ball over countless times leading up to that as well. That should not go excused. And not that it is going excused inside the Warriors locker room. But if we're just focusing on that foul call, it takes away from all the other times the Warriors lost this basketball game. And it's becoming the same story every single night for the Golden State Warriors. Within the last about 3 weeks, a little less than that, the Warriors, I can count them up, four games that they've just absolutely flat-out blown. You led by 17 points late in the third quarter in San Antonio, you lose that game. You led by 18 points in the third quarter against Brooklyn at home, you lose that game. You led in Denver, 115-109 with 2.5 left, up by 6 with 2.5 left. Denver goes on a 10-0 run over the final 2.5, and they win that game. And then tonight, you led by 6 with a minute 20 left. You allow Houston to go on a 7-0 run, and you lose that basketball game. You shouldn't be losing any of those games, let alone all four. And that's the difference between the Warriors being 18-6 right now or 14-10 as they currently are. I also feel like there was a moment, and I'm checking on the Comcast Business text line right now, and I think our caller is going to address this in a second, and Adrian's hang out on hold. We'll get to you in just a second. There was also a moment where the Warriors, after the Steph missed three-pointer at the very tail end of this basketball game, before that foul that led to the go-ahead free throws for the Rockets, where GP2 did have possession of the basketball, and he could have just called timeout. He could have called timeout, or the Warriors could have called timeout instead of trying to, you know, save the ball and throw it back in the middle part of the court. And ultimately, then you have the scrum between Jalen Green and Jonathan Kuminga and like four other players. Yeah, and that's a very good point, the 415 on the Comcast Business text line. That just another kind of confusing moment for the Golden State Warriors in a game, specifically a final 3 minutes full of them. And this isn't even talking at all about what happened in the first half, which was beyond ugly as well for the Golden State Warriors. Okay, let's get out to the phone lines, 888-957-9570. We're also going to hear from Steve Kerr momentarily. But up first, here on Warriors Wrap-Up, is Adrian in Danville. Adrian, what's up? You're on Warriors Wrap-Up with Mark Randy. How you doing, Adrian?
Oh, fine. Listen, that, like, it's a very frustrating loss, but you know, like you said, the Curry shot, you know, I don't understand it. And also GP2, you know, losing the ball. I mean, he got, and there's so many things, you know. First of all, at the end, why is GP2 and Podzinski both there? I mean, if you know, I remember in the old days, they would call a timeout and they bring in the shooters. Well, you know, why Kerr, why didn't he do any of that? I mean, I don't understand. If they had timeouts, what's he saving the timeouts for? You know? And he was upset about the foul on Kuminga. Why isn't he so upset about what Curry did? That's like, you know, I mean, a guy playing that long, how could he do that?
Yeah. Yeah, Adrian, I mean, I'm with you. And we're going to hear from Steve Kerr coming up in just a moment. In fact, we are approaching a break. We might hold on to it, and we'll come back next segment with Steve Kerr. We'll do that. I don't want to squeeze it in here. I want to give it time so we can react to it right after the fact. So we'll hold on to the Steve Kerr post-game presser, and then we'll hear that coming up at about 10 minutes here on Warriors Wrap-Up. You are not going to want to miss it. I heard just the very beginning of what he had to say, and then I had to get on here to start talking to you guys here on Warriors Wrap-Up. You're not going to want to miss it. I mean, the first 30 seconds is as angry as I've heard Steve Kerr in a very long time. So you're not going to want to miss it. Hang out with us here on Warriors Wrap-Up. But I think everything you said, Adrian, is accurate. And just because, and we are going to hear from Steve Kerr, but just because he doesn't necessarily mention the Steph Curry decision to shoot the shot that early in the shot clock, that does not mean that he's not upset by that. And he's not, doesn't mean he's not upset by the 22 turnovers the Warriors committed tonight. 22 of them, by the way, which led to 30 points for the Houston Rockets. Ah, man. 30 points off turnovers for the Houston Rockets. The first half, the Warriors committed 14 turnovers that led to 16 points off turnovers for the Houston Rockets. And it felt like it was getting better. In fact, it was for the majority of the third quarter. How about this? The Warriors committed one turnover in the third quarter. One turnover in the third quarter, and Houston did not score a point off that turnover. The Warriors scored 32 points in the third. And then the fourth quarter came along, and the Warriors committed seven turnovers in the fourth quarter alone. That led to 14 points by the Houston Rockets. Houston scored 23 points in the fourth quarter. 14 came off Warriors turnovers. That is incredible. Houston had a terrible offensive quarter. They scored 23 points in the quarter. 14, more than half, way more than half, came off of Warriors turnovers. Seven Warriors turnovers in one quarter of basketball that led to 14 of your opponent's 23 fourth quarter points. This is just a Warriors basketball team that, despite being led by a couple of veterans who have each won four championships, they play basketball very often down the stretch like a team full of rookies. They really do. I can list off the games again. In San Antonio, 17-point lead late third quarter. You lose. In Brooklyn, at home against Brooklyn, 18-point lead in the third quarter. You lose. You had the stretch at the end of the Oklahoma City game where you miss whatever, like 13 straight field goals. You lose that game, but it was a close one. But you're without Steph. Like, that's kind of understandable, but I'm not even going to include that one because you had the caveat of not having Steph Curry in that game, and OKC is a very, very, very good basketball team. You were in Denver. You led by six with 2.5 left, and Denver over the final 2:30 closed on a 10-0 run. You lose that game. And then tonight, you led by six with a minute 20 left. And over the final 80 seconds, one, you don't score, and two, you allow Houston to score 7 points, and you lose this game as well. Those are four just absolutely unforgivable sequences for the Golden State Warriors, and they've all happened in the span of 2.5 weeks. This is a basketball team, despite, again, being so reliant on their two, you know, future Hall of Fame veterans, that does not play like a basketball team led by those veterans. There was a turnover that Steph Curry committed in the first quarter. Oh my God, one of the worst passes I've ever seen him make. It was a pick and roll. He got double teamed. He turned his back to the basket and he threw a blind backwards over the head, like shovel pass, trying to find the roller despite not looking at him. And it was an easy turnover that led to a bucket. And that's not even to mention what Draymond Green did in the first quarter. He committed three turnovers in the Warriors' first three possessions. Oh, God, this team just plays ugly basketball way more often than you feel like they should. And the fourth quarter of the final few minutes was a perfect example of it. Okay, we got to take a quick break. I'm going to catch my breath. We're going to hear from Steve Kerr. We got more time for your phone calls, 888-957-9570. You can also hit me up on the Comcast Business text line. It's the same number there as well, 888-957-9570. The 408 is chiming in. The 510 is asking who's more pissed, Kerr or Grandy. It's a good question. We're going to hear Steve Kerr coming up next. It's probably Steve Kerr, but I am not happy. That's for sure, 510. There is a lot of frustration coming out of Warriors land right now. We'll talk more about that when we come back on the other side. Steve Kerr's post-game presser, you are not going to want to miss it. It's on the way next as the Warriors blow another one, this time in the NBA Cup quarterfinals. 91-90, the Rockets win in Houston, and the 15-game winning streak against these Rockets.